So tell me, dear, is it the way that he runs scared?
Or that he's socially impaired?
Or that he only likes to tinkle in the woods?
The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast, unnumbered version, for Sunday, April the 6th, 2014. How's everybody doing, huh? This is your host, Kevin, and I'm out today on a lunchtime run. It's really pretty. I think spring has sprung finally. Here in Ohio, it's about 50 degrees, and although it has still been getting right at the freezing point at night, at least during the day, it's getting up to the high 50s, low 60s. So that's kind of spring, huh? How's everybody doing? I had a couple of things on my mind, so I decided I'd throw the recorder on and have a chat with you guys while we run this morning. I've been listening to a couple of podcasts. Listen to the end of the newest episode of Fitipidations, where Steve talks about the paleo diet, I guess. A little bit about paleo running. And we'll come back to that because he ends that episode, I don't know if controversial is the right word, but certainly something that is thought-provoking. And so I thought I'd add my thoughts for what they're worth. Then I was listening to my buddy Norm. He did a podcast just yesterday. I think it's called Weekend Edition, maybe. It's over at Run Norman. His podcast, you know, I'm a fan of Norm's. And one of the reasons why I like his podcast so much is it's one of the few running podcasts around anymore where you feel like you're just going for a run with a friend. In the early days, most podcasts, I think, most running podcasts, kind of were like that. Podcasters would strap on a mic, head out the door, and chat, a la what you're listening to right now. But there's many of them have pod faded, and I'm not a fan of that pod fading stuff. Anyway, check out Norm's if you're not already. So you won't be able to tell it by listening to my gym boss, because I do a lot of cutting editing of my coughing and sneezing and other things I don't want you to hear. But I'm doing a 3-1 today, and I've adjusted my training a little bit. This is going back to the issues I spoke about in the last episode, 124, I think. Elevated heart rate, not being able to sleep. And the other thing I don't think I spoke about was how darn sore I was. My joints were just very sore, especially after I sat for a while. You know, I have a desk job, and although I try to get up and walk around, you know, I'd sit for an hour and work and get up and walk around, and boy, I could really feel it then. And what I was trying to do for a couple of months was keep my steps up on my Fitbit above the 20,000 step range. And give you an idea, when I go for my run in the morning, it's a little over 5 miles, and that gets me about 10,000 steps. So I was doing that in the morning, 6 to 7 days a week. And then on my lunch hour, I would go out and walk. So, and many times, when I got home at night, I'd go downstairs on a treadmill just for maybe 15, 20 minutes to get another few steps in. And so consequently, for about, 6 or 7 weeks, I was averaging 22, 23,000 steps a day, mostly so I could keep up with my Energizer Bunny wife, who averages 23 or 24, but did not just turn 57 years old 2 days ago. So I also decided that's too many for me. I've done a few things. I've slowed down my running, backed it off to a 3-1. Yesterday I even did a 1-1 and a 2-1 for a while. I take that back. I took yesterday off. That's one of the other things I've done. I cut it back to 4 to 5 days a week. No more than 5. And the way I've been doing that is run 2 days in a row, take a day off. Run 2 more, take a day off. So I'm getting at least 2 days a week off, and I'm not running more than 2 days in a row. What else? I'm backing off the walking too. I'll still go out for a nice long walk at lunch on my off days, but on those days that I run, I've only been walking just a little bit. My goal in my Fitbit now is set at 15,000 steps a day instead of the old 20. And I'll admit, I should probably lower that goal to more like 12,000, because I only hit the 15, maybe half the time. But I'm feeling better. My heart rate's back to where it should be. I'm sleeping way better. I'm not as sore as I used to be. So I think I just was ignoring what my body was telling me. More to come on that. So that's a little bit about my training. What else was I going to blab about? Well, I know. I think everybody knows by now, if you've hung in here with me for a while, that I'm pretty much a yo-yo dieter. I'll gain a few pounds until my clothes fit too tightly, get mad at myself, lose 10 pounds or so, and go on along for a while until I gain it back and repeat the process. Well, I'm to that point. I need to lose a few pounds. If I lost 10 pounds, I'd be happy, and I'd be where I normally like to be. If I lost 15, I'd be elated, and that would actually just give me a much longer runway before I gained it all back, right? So my point is, I'm gonna today's Sunday. I'm gonna start this week, but I'm going to officially start a week from tomorrow. See, tomorrow's the 7th, so that would make it Monday the 7th or the 14th. And if you'd like to try this with me, here's the deal. And trust me, I know this is not going to be for everybody. This is the way I do it, and it adds a lot of accountability. It's the only way it works for me. So here's the deal. Beginning Monday, April the 14th, I will start once again the Extra Mile Podcast Biggest Loser Contest. And here's how we do this. First of all, if you'd like to do it, I need to know before Monday. And I have a spreadsheet that I've already got all the formulas in, where I add my weight. I weigh in every Monday morning, straight out of bed, before a run, before an exercise of any sort, straight into the bathroom, in my birthday suit, onto the scale. I take that weight and I write it in the appropriate spot in my spreadsheet. Following week, when I weigh in again, that spreadsheet has the formulas that will determine the amount of weight I've lost, or gained, by the way, and then express that as a percent of my body weight loss at that point. So, in other words, I'm not as interested in losing pounds. I really am, but for this purpose, if you're interested, it doesn't matter if I lose 3 pounds and you lose 1. If you've lost a greater percent of your body weight for that week, actually, I think I do it cumulatively, then you're ahead. I'm going to do this for probably 5 weeks, maybe just 4, depending on how things go. So the reason why I say it's not for everybody is, here's a couple other rules. Every Monday morning at the weigh-in, you are required to take a picture of yourself on the scale. Now, I'm not turning this into the Extra Mile podcast porno site. All I want is a picture pointed straight down of the scale with your feet and the number on it. Okay? So, you send me an email with that picture attached that says, hey, I weighed 190 pounds today. And there's the picture. I add it, and we keep going. Make sense? So, I'm just offering that up. If you feel like getting involved, very cool. I'd love to have you. Maybe we'll figure out some sort of a prize at the end for whoever wins. And see how we go. Some of you will not want to take a picture or tell me how much you weigh. And for some reason, I think that's more of a female issue than male issue. But all I could say is, come on, get over it. We're friends. And I really don't care how much you weigh. I just want you to lose weight if that's what you want to do. So shoot me an email if you're interested. And we'll get started on the 14th of April. Oh, what else did I want to talk about today? Oh, I know. Fidipidations. Did y'all listen to the last episode? 300 and something. It's the most recent. At the end of that episode, our buddy Steve drew away the curtain of some of his raw feelings and let us all in. I would recommend that podcast anytime, but this one in particular is a rather thought-provoking episode. And with the thought in mind that the Boston Marathon is coming up in a couple of short weeks, Steve let loose some raw emotion about the Boston Marathon and how it feels now that it's been tainted, as it were. Last year's bombing and what it's done to him with respect to the Boston Marathon. And if you're going to listen and haven't yet, then let me give you a spoiler alert, because I'm going to talk a little bit about what he said and how he feels. And if you don't want to know that yet, shut us off here, right here. You keep listening, it's on you, huh? So pretty much what Steve says is that he's done running the Boston Marathon. And that's only a big deal if you know what that race means to him. If you've listened over the years, then I don't have to tell you the sacred spot that that race has in Steve's mind. And I'll start by saying Steve and I are coming from completely different points of view and different points in our lives. And that race means something completely different to him than it does or ever has to me. So, although I disagree with the race, with the way Steve feels, it doesn't mean that I'm right and he's wrong. It simply means we have differing opinions. And to be honest, over the years, Steve and I have had a lot of differing opinions. But he's still my friend. We still run together. And I still love him like a brother. So here's the deal. This race and the bombing last year is no longer sacred to Steve. So check out that episode, and he does a great job of telling you why. But suffice to say, it's because of the bombing last year and how it will never be the same to him. And he just doesn't want to run it ever again. So I understand that. But here's my two cents. Speaking as someone who has never run in the Boston Marathon, and the odds are pretty darn close to 100% that I never will, because I really don't have the speed to qualify, the gumption to train hard enough to try to qualify, or the cash to come up with to run it for a charity. So, that having been said, it has always been a hallowed race to me as well, but for a different reason. It has always been the granddaddy of all marathons to me. The best of the best. Qualify or you're not good enough to run. Which I can appreciate, but I am not one of. I'm not part of. I'm a middle to back of the pack runner these days, and happy to be so. So from my perspective, if I had limitless income and can pretty much travel or buy my way into any marathon, the Boston Marathon would be somewhere close to the top, but probably not in the top five. Send me to Disney World any day of the week. Let me run with Mickey Mouse and all you other goofy runners, and then have fun at the park, and I'm a happy runner. That having been said, I will tell you this. That race, the Boston Marathon, was moved up on my bucket list because of the bombings and not moved down because of it. Why? Well, because I refuse to let some cowardly bastards decide what will make me happy and what will not. And although I completely understand Steve's perspective, I think it saddens me quite a bit to know that, at least on a very small scale, there's at least one runner out there who thinks the world of this race and no longer can run it. And those cowardly bastards have won just a tiny, tiny battle. They're losing the war, but they obviously have won a very small battle, at least in my mind, with regards to Steve. And if I were ever lucky enough to get into that race, or have the opportunity to run it, here's what I do. When I came to the part of the race where those bombs were exploded, where those poor innocent people were killed and maimed for absolutely no reason whatever, and I would picture the other runners running through that area, arms held up high in jubilation, I would do just the opposite. My arms would not be pointed toward the sky. My arms would be pointed at a 45 degree angle straight down. And I would point my middle fingers straight out. And I would aim both fists at least one of the cowardly brothers who is occupying a special place in hell. And maybe after the United States government sends the second brother to hell as well, I might do the one-finger salute to both of them in defiance. So that's my 2 cents worth. And like I said, I completely understand Steve's perspective, but it saddens me. Oh well, such is life, huh? That's all I got. Thanks for keeping me company today. And don't forget, if you're so inclined, to throw your hat into the ring, let me know. And we'll all try to lose a few pounds together. Did I tell you why? Oh, I didn't even tell you why. Here's the real reason. I want to lose some weight. Like I said, I'm not unhappy at the weight I'm in, but I need to get down a little bit. My second oldest daughter, who lives in Columbus, is engaged. In fact, has been for a while. I might not have told you this. She's getting married in early July. And the old man has to walk her down the aisle and do all that father of the bride stuff. And I'd rather do it with 10 or 15 pounds less. So that's part of my incentive. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got. You all take care, huh? Don't forget to send me your submissions. You gotta be training for something. Life, if nothing else, huh? Episode 125 is next on the docket. And I'd like to include your submissions. So that's it. Y'all take care of yourselves, huh? Until next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.